once my life had no direction. I was searching for a dream, all alone within myself. I felt like you'd abandon me, but then you came into my joy you've given me. It is that one love that I've never known. Now I can walk with my head held high and know that you're by my side. You're the Lord.
This is Listen Up, Jesus is on the air. I'm Katharina Vidi, and Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Amen. We're here to witness to that joy that Jesus is Lord. And I'm here at the table with some beautiful friends today. I'm so happy to be with everyone, and we're going to be having some great discussion, a discussion panel today. So we have Melissa England and Joe England.
Hello.
Joe, that
hi, how you doing, Karina?
Hello. Joe helps Trevor, and I'm so blessed that they're able to come today as a couple and share some beautiful insights about young adult ministry and some upbeat and great topics for young people and all, really. And we also have Giovanna too, my friend, my friend from the coffee house. So.
Hi, thank you.
Great. Okay, so listeners, if you would like to call in or text in, we're going to be, if you want to share your stories, if you feel that you have a story that you want to share, want to witness to, want to come on the show one day, we'd love to have you. Feel free to text in. Our text in number today is 516-784-6081, and our call-in number is 631-888-8811. Okay, so We're going to be talking about young adult ministry and what that is and what's going on with that in today's world. And I know we've been mentioning a lot the coffee house at St. Francis of Assisi Church in Greenlawn, and how that's been starting to be a meeting place for young adults to hang out, have coffee, and just kind of relax. And I'm just going to turn it over a little bit to Giovanna just to mention some of the great new things that are happening there. And Melissa can jump in as well to share with that. But one of the questions we wanted to discuss today is how young adults can come together to change the world for the better. And there's a lot of different directions we can go with that. Let's hear from Giovanna.
Yeah, I think that, you know, specifically for our little coffee house there in Greenlawn, I feel like God is really working in it. There's been a lot of really amazing people who have come through and given their witness and shared about their life and their faith journey. And you know, for me, it's just been like really big moments of grace, especially when these people come and they're being very vulnerable and they're just really expressing everything. And it's awesome because it's those moments of grace that bring people in and bring people deeper in their faith and their own journey. So so that's really been a blessing. But the coffee house is also looking, you know, as the young adults core team behind it, we're also trying to help our greater community, and we want to start up a teen ministry kind of start having a teen night for teenagers or high schoolers in the area to come and learn about different things and just have a kind of a safe space to hang out, and also we're hoping to get a women's group started for women in our parish of all ages. Women are very talkative bunch, and we can definitely relate no matter what the situation is or the age or where we come from. We always seem to find some kind of common ground. So I feel like that's also going to be a really beautiful ministry that comes out of the coffee house. So it's exciting to see, you know, one, the great things that young adults are doing for our colleagues, like for our fellow friends and community members, but also what we can do for people who are just in our community, the teenagers, the regular parishioners, you know, how we can help everybody.
Yeah, like Giovanna was saying, I think like first and foremost, like we're going to try to build up our young adult community, you know, build up one another, but then we can come together and like we can do work, you know, for the greater community. Like Giovanna was saying, we can do a teen ministry, you know, we can speak to them about, I think it's theology of the body type topics, meaning of life and happiness type topics. Like we can do more for them so that when they get older, you know, they'll be the young adults of the future. And like she was saying, we can have a women's ministry, and some of us are women, so you know, we're young adults and women, so that's already like two ministries in one. So you know, young adults coming together for one another and then for other communities as well. So, and the coffee house is just, it's just a great place. It's a gathering place. It's nice to just have a place, you know, where she said we could be safe and share one another's faith and feelings and, you know, not have to face pressure.
Yeah, I think that's such a huge blessing that you're a part of it as well. You know, you're on board, and now you're expecting a little baby.
Uh-oh,
which is
the secret is out.
Yes.
So now so I have to do youth ministry as well.
Youth, everything. Now you're you're part of it all now. So that's really awesome that, you know, you're part of this. And I just love the fact that it's not that it's expanding, that it's branching out, because I just thought it was just going to maintain and just be a young adult ministry. But I like that it's growing, and it's you're trying to incorporate others. And
I really think it's kind of, for me, it's kind of doing it on its own. You know, we started off with the obviously intention of young adults, but these kind of other ideas have kind of just come into our planning. And you know, it's one of those things where you have to just let the Holy Spirit move and kind of take that path, even though it wasn't expected, and kind of see where it leads. So it's awesome to just, you know, be able to witness to that and just lean into the mystery.
Yeah. And what about you, Joe?
Just getting people involved and getting young people involved. And like you said, the coffee house could be a way for young people to show their talents and to find things that they're interested in and meet common people with the same beliefs and have a seed to teach them for the future. So when they become parents, like you said, they'll have common things that they learn from people of the faith that share the same ideas and the same values. And it's a good place, you know. You can learn, network, meet people, and find out what your talents are to serve the world and serve God, and find out what you're good at. And that's how you do it, through meeting people.
Yeah, that's the true. Only way.
I don't know if we mentioned yet that we give free coffee.
And cookies.
100% free, yep.
And cookies.
And pizza occasionally.
Yeah, father buys pizza, yeah. That's a good thing, right?
Come for the food and other things,
and
too.
And be nourished.
And nourished, yeah. No, I agree, because as young adults, we're trying to find out, like, who we are, and I guess it's always... we're always trying to know who we are, and by talking to others, you get a sense of it being comfortable, like you can express, you know what's not comfortable, and so that's like what you're saying, it's like a guide to helping you see like what your talents are. And
and no matter how older you get or how young you are, you're always searching for what you're meant to do in this life. So that's a common thing, especially when you're younger. You know,
like your purpose.
Yeah, your purpose in life, what your talents are. We're always searching for that and trying to refine that, regardless of the age we're at, especially young adults, or what job we're in. We're always trying to do better.
Yeah. And I think that fits in beautifully with a quote that Melissa got for us today from St. John Paul II. And I'm just going to ask her to read it, because it kind of ties in a lot of what we're saying, and we can jump off of that.
Sure, yeah, it definitely talks a lot about meaning and purpose. So this is Pope John Paul II speaking to young people. He says, "Today Christ is asking each of you the same question. Do you love me?" He's not asking you whether you know how to speak to crowds, whether you can direct an organization or manage an estate. He is asking you to love him. All the rest will ensue.
Oh, that's great. That's... it fits in beautifully, because like Giovanna, you said yes, and to help start this coffee house, and now I just thought of you, because it's now God is saying that everything else will follow. It's like trusting in God, in that like he's providing friends to help, and just it's just growing into this really beautiful thing that I think the trusting in God, and that also reminded me of another scripture, and I think it's Matthew. I was actually talking about this with my mom this morning. I didn't think I was gonna bring it up today, but how it's like the bird. Jesus says, don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow has a lot of worries of its own. Just take one day at a time. And he was saying, look at the birds of the field. They don't sow or reap, but your heavenly Father provides food for them and provides for them. And they don't have a house and, like, you know, to put the stuff in the barns. But then I think Jesus says later in that passage, but focus on the things of heaven, and where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. So Jesus is saying, store up riches in heaven, meaning like the kingdom of God, and work for God and his goodness, and everything else will follow. Like God will provide everything else for you. And I think that's so true, and I was reminded of with that as well, that call. But it's hard, right? It's hard to trust and have that
absolutely,
that belief.
Absolutely. That's one of my favorite quotes ever.
Oh, yeah,
it's
really?
Funny that you say
that. Okay.
Because I think every day is kind of like a struggle, you know, with anxiety and, like you said, trusting God. Ooh, sorry if you can't hear me.
Yeah, that's fine.
Trusting God, you know. I was just thinking about Giovanna, because she was the one that really started the coffee house ministry. And, like, I'm sure God didn't just go to her and say, do you know how to brew coffee, you know? Or, you know, do you know how to decorate a place really nicely to get people to come? I'm sure he just said, is your heart open, you know, to doing what I will for you? And she said yes. And like she said, now she's just seeing where one thing leads to another and constantly saying yes. And then you see what God is building with the coffee house, you know?
Absolutely.
On the cornerstone.
That reminds me of, I was just talking to someone and she was explaining how, you know, God doesn't really negotiate with our past. You know, it's not like he looks at us and says, like, all right, what did you do? Why did you do it? What were you thinking about at that time? You know, because she was talking about Matthew, when Jesus called Matthew the tax collector, all Jesus said to him was, come and follow me. It wasn't like, why are you doing this? Or, you know, what were you thinking about?
I know you're cheating people. Yeah. Come follow me.
It was
change
just
your ways.
Like, exactly. No, he didn't like, say in that minute, he was just like, just leave it and come, you know? And if you're open and if you're willing to take that step, and if you're willing to let it go yourself, which is often the hard part, then your willingness will just answer that call of grace, you know? And then you can continue and, like, follow him where, you know, whatever path this leads, you know. First we thought it was just the coffee house with young adults, and now it's branching off into these other awesome ministries. So it's good sometimes to just take a step back and realize where you've come. You know, we've met so many people through it. I've met Melissa and Joe and Katarina, like, and it's just been a really beautiful place of grace so far.
What I got too, Katarina, from that from quote from Matthew also, which brings along with that, is that all we could do, like you were saying, is do the best we can each day to take what God gave you and do the best and not worry about tomorrow. Because if you worry about tomorrow, you're not going to do good that day. You're going to be at your best and achieve the most you can do in that day, which is what's under your control, and having faith. If you just take what God gave you and make the best of it for that day, and then when tomorrow comes, you do the same thing for tomorrow. Because if you worry about the next day, you're not going to be good for that day or in that moment, because you're worrying too much. And that's a good way. That's what I saw in that quote. And it's a good thing, you know.
Yeah, it's true, because then before you know it, I'm sure we all have that feeling of the days are just flying by, right? And you're like, oh, I was too busy worrying about tomorrow, but it's tomorrow's already here, and it's like,
I did nothing today.
I did nothing today. No, but yeah, God is good, and Matthew, I definitely recommend that scripture. If you, we all go, you know, through hard times, anxiety, a lot of planning, a lot of things coming up. So that's great to think about. And I was just thinking about this quote again, going back to St. John Paul II. I just want to reach out to our listeners and just think about that call that Christ is calling you to love him, and what are some ways how we can love Christ deeper. And I know Giovanna was mentioning before, actually, we were thinking about what were some saints, what are some patron saints of young adults and just love and ministry in general, and Saint Therese of Lisieux came up, and how the little way, how she chose to love God in the little ways that she could, like Joe was mentioning, in that day, with what difficult circumstance, what little things she could do to make others happy, and make life doing God's work. So I know you wanted to mention, you explained it so beautifully, Giovanna, before. Do you want to mention more about that? Like in your own life, like,
you know, an example that came to my mind for Saint Therese is there was a story, I think, in her book about how something that really used to aggravate Saint Therese was when the older the older nun in her order would bang like her rosary beads on the pew in front of her, and it would just drive her insane. And she's there in prayer and she's trying to concentrate, and all she would hear are those rosary beads on that pew.
Tring.
Yeah. And you know, in that moment you're trying to be as holy as possible in prayer, and it's just distracting. So, but even in those moments, like, she was obviously like by herself in her own contemplation, but she was able to like pray with that and through it, and was able to pray for that that sister in front of her. So yeah, it was, I guess, kind of along those similar lines. You know, with all this kind of, there's a lot of negativity that's happening in the world, things that kind of like sprout up with like the different shootings or terrorist actions, or even in politics, or different discrimination discussions. Like, things get really ugly and negative and heated, and you know, these things kind of come up and they just kind of perpetuate. And I was wondering, like, how can we as young people, how can me, myself, like, how can we bring positivity back? You know, what are little ways that I can just counteract everything that's happening? Mm-hmm. I probably can't make such a big, you know, speech like a politician would, but there has to be some little ways that either, you know, me, myself, in my daily life, or us as a group, people coming together, like, we can really just put positivity back in there and acknowledge each other for that positivity, you know, honor people for that good work that they're doing, and like, this way more people will know, like, we can spread that.
Sure.
But just trying to counteract this culture that's so mm-hmm. negative and dark, you know, how can we bring light and grace back into it?
Mm-hmm. I think Pope John Paul II always spoke about that, you know. Personal holiness is an adventure, you know, so each young adult has to take up that adventure for themselves. Actually, I have another quote, if you don't mind, and if you can hear me, by Pope John Paul II. And he said, "Courageously follow the path of personal holiness and diligently nourish yourselves with the Word of God and the Eucharist. The holier you are, the more you can contribute to building up the church and society." So I think with what Giovanna was saying, focus, I don't want to say focus on yourself, but focus on your personal relationship with God, with Jesus. Make that your first priority. And then when you've been built up with the love of God, then it's easier for you to bring that to others, you know,
yeah.
And see it as an adventure. It is an adventure,
mm-hmm.
getting to know and love Jesus more every day.
Absolutely, yeah. I think, like, when you fill yourself up with that, in that relationship with the Lord, and, like, You're just so full because of the effects of God's love. The only thing you want to do is spread it. Like, that's yep. just the only way you feel to go at that point is to go mm-hmm. out. So that's absolutely
right.
Yeah.
And that love and the positives cuts through all the negativeness.
Right.
And it also brings the truth, which is what God speaks of.
Mm-hmm.
And it cuts out all the garbage, like you said, of what politics or politicians might say, because we have a lot of power. We don't realize it. Like you said, if everyday people just spoke the truth and brought positiveness mm-hmm. and cut through the negativeness, we actually have more power than the politicians
mm-hmm.
if we just spoke the truth, because the politicians don't speak the truth, and a lot of the world don't. So if we bring God's love mm-hmm. and positiveness, that, and everybody did that, the world would be a better place, and we'll cut through
mm-hmm. yeah.
you know, a lot of the garbage.
Absolutely.
You know?
So. I like what you said about truth. It reminded me of, I read a blog by a priest once, and he spoke about, you know, everyone's really focused on just loving other people, and like, we just need to love more, and who can we love, and let's just answer with love. And it's not that love is bad or wrong.
Right.
God is love, and obviously we need to follow that. But there is something maybe missing that we need to focus on, which is this... which is discipleship. Like, how can we be true disciples and speak the truth in these times where, in like, mm-hmm. we just need, like, we can't just say okay anymore and just like let the conversation
yes,
go. Like, we need
right.
in that moment to speak that truth, because that is love. And I feel like there is this need for that, to be disciples and to really, like, and it's not like, you know, I don't think we're all saying we need to, like, go out there and start, like, this,
no.
riot or anything.
Right.
But, like, just, like, little ways, you know?
Be your example of how you live your life.
Right.
And, like, you do the right thing or try to do the right thing, which the world tells you to do the opposite of what the right thing is or what traditionally was the right thing to do.
Melissa, were you also thinking of missionary disciples as Giovanna was speaking? Because that's just what rang into my mind, like what Bishop Barris is saying.
Yes.
To I remember his call last year around Christmas. Was it Christmas time or Easter time to try to bring one person to attend Mass, if to try in that simple, gentle way, that invitation back to church. And it fits in beautifully with what you're saying, our witness of our life, like we are, like, us as individuals trying to lead a holy life and doing what we can to get closer to God. Then you as an individual is going to become holy, and then other people will see that and they would want to be part of that, like, love and joy. And I also thought of I guess going back to the question of how, like, sometimes these bad things are happening in the world and, like, what could be one reason or, like, a resolution. I just thought of Our Lady of Fatima and how this year is, like, the 100th anniversary. Oh, yeah. And how what we were mentioning before, how positive, like, we need to be more positive in this world that's negative and has unrest. Mm-hmm. And I think our Blessed Mother really gave us an example as well with praying the rosary and praying for peace. Even if we don't know how to pray the rosary per se, or still learning or still new at it. I think that is definitely something that jumped out at me when I was just thinking about this question and, like, how can we make the world a better place? We could always pray for peace or try our best to be instruments of peace.
Sure.
Like what St. Francis said, and who is the patron of the coffee house. What we've discovered is can be the patron saint of coffee, if maybe, possibly.
That's what we're going with.
It's
right
a
now.
Speculation, because he was Italian, so I don't
there
know.
There you go. There you cappuccino, go. Then.
Yeah, cappuccino lattes.
Like a coffee in the morning.
In the morning, yeah. I don't know if they had coffee back then. Probably, yeah, they did.
Oh,
they
sure.
did, yeah.
I don't know how he could have been as good a saint as he was
without the
it,
coffee.
To be honest,
the energy to do the walking and everything.
Yeah, right.
He needed his espresso in the morning. But yeah, no, I just wanted to remind our listeners again, if you wanted to call in or text in, our call-in number is 631-888-8811. And our text-in number is 516-784-6081. We're going to have a little song break right now and play our middle song. And then when we come back, we'll jump in with more
great
things.
Sounds good.
Look into my eyes and you will see what you mean to me. I searched my heart, searched my soul. When I found you there, I searched no more. They can't tell. It's not worth trying for. They can't tell me it's not worth dying for. You know it's true, everything I do it for you. Look into my eyes and you will find there's nothing there to hide. You take me as I am, so take my life. I would give do it for you.
Okay, we're back. Good morning. This is Listen Up. You're listening to Listen Up. Jesus is on the air with Katharina Vidi and our team here of young adults, Giovanna, Melissa, and Joe. In this segment, we're going to be mentioning about and discussing more ways that young adults could come together to build community, to help others, and also to help themselves and grow in the body of Christ. And I wanted to jump off of that with a great quote that Giovanna just thought of from the Bible, from James, that mentions works and Christian works. So go ahead.
Yeah, so this is from James chapter 2. Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Which really, it kind of continues to talk about how faith is really, you know, we have our interior faith of believing in the things we cannot see, and believing and knowing in the things that are outside of us and greater than us. But we also need to use that faith and show it by our works. Like, we need to kind of live that by our works, by what we can do, by bringing people together, by being, you know, genuine, by encountering people. Even if it's something so small as like a simple conversation, I think we were talking about before, something really similar. You know, a nun once told me, people left the church because of people, and people will only come back to the church because of people. So, like, asking someone to come to church with you, or like having a genuine conversation to like speak about truth, like, these are just little things that people can encounter other people and encounter that, like, genuine faith and that sincerity, and people just like kind of feed off of it, you know, because it's kind of rare these days with everything that's happening around us.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I, going along with what she was just saying, I know Pope John Paul II always said, be not afraid. Mm-hmm. So I think an element of that is, don't be afraid.
Yes.
You know, if it's someone you're already close with, a family member, a friend, don't be afraid to take that extra little step, which might be uncomfortable, and just ask that person, you know, do you want to come to Mass with me today?
You know,
do a little bit of what's uncomfortable, you know, out of love for that person. Because look what Jesus did for us. You think it wasn't uncomfortable being nailed to a cross, mm-hmm. you know, and he did that for us. So do the little things, like Saint Therese would say, do little things with great love, mm-hmm. you know, out of love for people around you that you care about.
Yeah, absolutely. And risk those kind of uncomfortable feelings, because... And I know it's hard. I'm in no way perfect at that. But you just have to kind of roll the dice on sometimes. Absolutely.
I think those are great examples. And I actually just got a text from a listener I wanted to share really quickly. Thank you so much, listener, for texting in. Beautiful thing. The person said, hi, we just wanted to say this is such a wonderful opportunity for young people to return to cherished moral and ethical beliefs and be the foreground to bring our generations back to a holy center. My only contribution to the discussion is that each individual needs to find their way to getting close to Jesus through their own comfort and self-confidence to perpetuate these traditional beliefs that our country has lost, and connecting to our brothers and sisters around us. Thank you for being there, and we're happy you are extending this to women of our parish of all ages. So thank you, listener.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's somebody from St. Francis, maybe.
Maybe,
yeah.
That's a great point, yeah. Katharina, that she said, because like the faith that God gives us, it's almost like a muscle, like when you play mm-hmm. sports. If mm-hmm. God gave us these bodies, but he also taught us not to be idle. And just like an athlete has to prepare and not be idle to do good, our faith, we just can't just sit here. We have to use it, just like God gave us our bodies to try to bring people to the church or just be there for people. And just like you said, talking to people is the best thing you could do and the most powerful thing that God gave us, because you're engaging with people and you're finding another point of view and you're showing that person love and just understanding mm-hmm. by conversing with people and uncomfortable mm-hmm. situations, you know.
Yeah.
I love that. I love the working out analogy. That really helped mm-hmm. me to understand it better, mm-hmm. you know? Like why do we have to put it into action? And it makes more sense with what you said. And that's like, when why did Jesus speak in parables? They made it simpler for people. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. I think that's a great analogy. And it's also exactly what that listener was commenting about. Like, our faith is our own journey. Just like when we exercise, we're doing it ourselves. You know what I mean? And it's our comfort level, and it's the steps that we want to take, and it's very personal. Just like
right.
our exercise
yeah, you gotta
routine.
Do it.
Yeah.
No one's gonna do it for you.
Absolutely, yeah, and it's definitely at your own pace as well. You know, right. when you go yes. to the gym, it's on your own. So, you know. No pressure, you know, that, you know, take it as you feel comfortable. Take it as the Lord is giving it to you. You know, if there's anyone who's going to kind of lead you in that, it's Him and it's the Holy Spirit. So absolutely follow His words. And it was really just awesome what that listener texted in. So just wanted to say that. Thank you.
Yeah. And keep the text coming, listeners. Mm. we want to hear from you, and you know, calling in if you really feel inspired to say a little something, even if it's little, it'll make a really big difference for who knows who's listening, you know. So I encourage you to do that. Again, our text in number is 516-784-6081, and our call in number is 631-888-8811. And I wanted to mention, Giovanna, you're such an inspiration for me, and I love how your way about you, like that. I'm sure God has given you that grace that when we go to the coffee house, I feel that you don't put pressure on us, and it's really not a pressuring kind of thing, you know. And I'm sure you guys can
Absolutely.
Relate to that too.
Just very it's, relaxed.
I mean. It's we don't really know anybody sometimes when we go there, because there's new people sometimes, or you do know some from last time who come. But I definitely encourage anyone who's listening, young adults, their 20s, 30s, to check out the coffee house, usually on Friday nights at St. Francis of Assisi Church in Greenlawn. It's really just a nice place to hang out. And like you said, not grow in your faith, but at a pace that is comfortable. And mm-hmm. Sometimes us ourselves, we put pressure on ourselves to, and we try to do uncomfortable things because we feel that that's how you grow, or this is how you
right that's how you get stronger
you
and
get
learn
strong
stuff.
Yeah, yeah. But we got to slow the pace, you know.
But yeah. I think that's one of the funnest things in life. I always was always like that, especially as I got older. Meeting new people is like one of the funnest things. It's like that never gets old. That's one thing that God put in us, because you learn something about a different person, and mm-hmm. you know, it's always new and exciting. So I think that's one of the best parts of life, is meeting people.
Yeah.
Right. If you think about it, building up the church, like, what does that really mean? It's building up the church one relationship at a time. Mm-hmm. So I think what the coffee house does is it builds relationships, you know, and that's the foundation of the church. Like, we are the church, you know, and I keep kind of harping on St. Francis.
It's okay.
I guess for obvious reasons, but I think all the listeners have heard, you know, that St. Francis was called by God personally, and God said, build up my church, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, St. Francis didn't know what that meant at first. He thought it meant build a physical church. Eventually he figured out it meant, you know, build up the actual church, the Catholic Church, and reform it and whatnot. But I think, you know, Bishop Barris and Pope John Paul II, I think in this day and age what they're saying is each one of us is called to build up the church. Mm-hmm. So it's not just St. Francis's call alone. I think that's something for each one of us. And I think, you know, Giovanna's building up the coffee house, and in doing that, she's building up the church. You know, so I think we can all take a little inspiration from her with that.
Yeah, like we're what we were mentioning before, like what is our way, that like our circumstance in life, like how is God calling us to do good and to build his kingdom? And like, for example, like you guys, you're married, so it's through your vocation. Sure. For us, it's through our being single and trying to live a holy life, and we feel called to be married, you know, to pray and discern and talk with people, talk with the person of the opposite, you know, the sex, to learn, you know, okay, who's God calling me to be with, and to so that's, I guess that's another dimension that we could discuss a little bit, vocation and dating, if for any young adults who are listening. A question that just came to mind that I was thinking about is how technology today has changed, like the dating scene, and it's easier to just go online and search and look at different people and, you know, talk. And so I guess what are just some thoughts about, I guess we could talk about like Christian dating websites or in general, what comes to mind, and just topics relating to that. So
what I thought of, Katarina, like just in general with technology, is like, but before like the apps and like the sites and the websites and stuff, it seemed like you met somebody and then you talked with them and then you engaged in your mind, like, oh, okay, is this person I get along with or whatever, and you talked to them for a while and went on a date or whatever and just talked to them, and then you like in your mind deciphered, okay, this person I'm probably not gonna get along with, or this person maybe I don't feel a connection with or whatever. So you're just friends and you don't go further. Where with technology, it seems like it's the opposite. You use the technology to find that person, and then you do all the things after that of like actually physically talking with them and deciding if you want to go. Where in the before, it was like the opposite. So that's what I feel it seems like, which is kind of like ironic and kind of comical in a sense a little bit, you know?
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Like the technology helps us with that initial stage of actually
meeting
somebody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think, for in your opinion, it's just different? Do you think one is better?
I think it's just different. Mm-hmm. I guess like whatever's in your heart, and our faith teaches, like, if God puts the person that you're meant to be with, then it really doesn't matter if you have technology or not, if you still go through the process of what you believe and your faith, then it doesn't matter if technology helps you or not. You know, because God is going to put that person, if it's truly meant to be with you, regardless of what technology changes, because God never changes. So
God is using the technology.
But if that person's meant to be with you, it doesn't matter what outside influence happens, because God stays the same. Mm-hmm. And if God's meant for that person, then he'll use whatever is around.
Yeah, I was just thinking of sort of the same thing, that God is so good and so powerful, you know, and he can use whatever means he wants to connect to people.
Exactly.
So I think our thing is to just be open to the Holy Spirit, and whatever way God could be leading us to somebody. We have two of our best friends, and as an example of the modern day age, you know, they both were really strong in their Catholic faith, but individually they both were writers of Catholic blogs, and one lived in New York, one lived in Michigan. And they just happenstance started reading one another's blog, and then they started emailing back and forth, talking, eventually met in person. And now they're married with a baby.
So I think God
can work in different ways, you know, the old-fashioned way, quote-unquote, or this new way of bringing people together.
Right. And then
either way, whatever way is going to connect you to somebody is great and a wonderful work of God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And also similar to that, two of the people that joined our meetup group back a couple of years ago, they actually met from joining the meetup group, and they ended up getting married and very happy now and have two children also.
And Meetup is online.
It was the website, yeah, that
Hangout.
Yeah,
website.
Where you go and you find groups that you have similar interests with. mm-hmm. including religious, or it could be anything if you like going hiking or whatever. Mm-hmm. But this was the religious group through the diocese that we started, and they met. And that shows you an example right there that technology, you know,
is influenced good
or helps, yes. you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you bring can them use together. It to build up community too. Like yeah. you were saying, the meetup group. It was just a forum and a means of
yeah,
bringing
people
simple.
Together. Yeah, it was simple. It wasn't something.
The goal was eventually to get people together in person, mm-hmm. you know, and but you can't give up on the traditional, you know, like you could meet somebody over coffee at the coffee house. You know, you want to have that personal interaction with people as well. But, you know, be open to technology. You can connect with people that way too. Yeah. So I don't think it's an either or. I think it's both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that ties in really good with our topic today too. How could we promote good change and stuff? It could also be through technology, like through the blogs. I didn't think of that, you know, but a lot of like journals and like information is on the internet now. So that YouTube, you know, maybe YouTube videos and, you know.
A lot of people learn the faith, I think. Through mm-hmm. watching those YouTube videos.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
yeah,
like how to do this, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, Bishop Barron mm-hmm. has some really mm-hmm. good ones.
Oh,
yeah.
on YouTube? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to check that out. Maybe we could have our own YouTube YouTube fun channel. Actually, I just found out that that these shows are also on YouTube as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
They get transferred from Facebook to YouTube. So if you're ever
That's
curious
cool,
and
yeah.
want to
so
check it out, you put in Listen Up and see different. You can see yourself, Giovanna, in there.
Oh, really looking forward to that.
I would have worn more makeup if I knew that. YouTube. Thank you.
Yes,
I'm sure it's all good.
Yeah,
we're beautiful.
I think this is a great topic, and yeah. In terms of like, you know, how we can use the things that God has given us to create change, like if it's for vocation or if it's for ministry or reaching out to people, you know. I think Melissa and Joe kind of hit the nail on the head there. Like, you know, God is outside of all things and is so powerful that he works with anything and works through anything. I once knew of a girl, a friend of mine in college. The only reason why she walked into the Catholic Center was because she was following a cute boy, and so
that's
she.
That's always a way.
She walked in, and then she stayed. At the end of the day, like the Lord just used that one little thing to get her in there, and then He kept her. The Lord kept her, you know, kept coming, and she learned more about her faith and became like really involved there. So.
What happened That's with amazing. The boy? It didn't work out.
I think they became friends.
Oh,
yeah.
They just became
okay,
friends.
Well.
Yeah.
That's good.
But, like, you know, in terms of, like, social media, it's so prevalent these days. And, like, these dating websites, they're everywhere. It's almost like crazy if you don't, like if you ignore it completely, because it's as if you're not living here. Like, this is our reality now, like 21st century. It's all about technology and it's great to just like take it on and use it for the good that you want to put out there, you know, to keep on spreading like positivity and, you know, all of those good things that we're kind of talking about today.
Mm-hmm. Right, because essentially God and anything since the beginning of time that man created was through God, because God created us. So we could use that for good or evil, and technology and apps and whatever the future brings is just another example. Mm-hmm. The metaphors are still the same. It doesn't matter how far back in time you go. You know, mm-hmm. the technology mm-hmm. will just change.
Yeah. I love that. I'm just thinking two things simultaneously, like that you're bringing back Genesis, right? Like the creation story and how God created.
Indirectly.
Yeah, indirectly. Like I was just like, oh, he's going back to Genesis. That's awesome. He's going way back. That's good. No, we got to go back to the roots, you know, and that
yeah.
God created us
Amen.
For the good. And I also thought of Be Not Afraid, because maybe for people who are older who are listening, maybe the technology is so new and just not I wasn't born into that technology, so I don't know about it. Like not to be afraid to dabble in it and learn mm-hmm. and try. That's, you know, it's a great feeling. You'll learn more about yourself and just the good that's there
sure.
on the computer and
yeah.
and And yeah, that's
yeah, it's just another way really of connecting people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and yeah. If we want to evangelize the whole culture, that means we have to evangelize the technology as well. Yeah. You know.
Mm-hmm. And again, little by little, like, you know, you don't have to jump all the way in and kind of drown yourself in whatever. You can just take little steps in your faith, or little steps in like getting out there on the internet to continue to promote that peace and the positivity that we're talking mm-hmm. about. You don't have to do it all at once, which sometimes I know for me, I feel like, all right, I need to just conquer absolutely everything.
All
like
at the
yesterday.
Same time. Yeah. Yeah.
but no, it's all about God's time. And even if you're not aware of God's time, you're still on God's time, which brings a little bit of that peace because you're being taken care of. So everything's kind of working out as he willed it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And Giovanna, can you also mention the cool events that are going to be coming up at the coffee house so we can just discuss those as we're starting to close the show, but not quite, but yeah. Go ahead.
Well, so next week, I know Katerina, you're speaking about Our Lady of Fatima, and this is her 100th the 100th year of her anniversary of when she first appeared to those three children in Portugal. So on Friday, October 13th, next Friday, we're having a day to kind of celebrate her and honor her, because it is the October 13th is the day that she that the sun danced. It was one of her miracles in Fatima, and it's also the feast day of Our Lady of the Rosary. So we're going to have Father Scott Daniels from St. Patrick's in Huntington. He's going to come and give us a little talk about Our Lady, and we'll have a little party for her. Yay. And
with cake.
Yes. Now I will get that cake. And
now it's on the radio.
Bakery.
And yeah, and we hope to start this women's group. And we're hoping, we're thinking about doing it for Advent, for the beginning of the holy season of Advent. And I believe it's in the church, it's the new year. I think when Advent starts, it's the new year of the church. So that'll be in December. And we'll gather women of all ages to come down to the coffee house, and we'll have maybe a talk or discussion or, a Bible series. So definitely keep an eye out for that. And hopefully we'll have some teen events coming up as well as everything starts to kind of
get started.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, that sounds really great.
And
yeah.
The young adult events that we've been having, they've been posted on the young adult site on the diocese page. And we're also working on our own website too, right, Giovanna?
Yes,
so
we're
getting there.
Yeah. And you can definitely follow us on Facebook and on Instagram. And on Facebook, I believe it's Starfish Ministries. And on Instagram, the handle is To Throw a Starfish. So we normally post the flyers there. It'll give you all the different events and times and what's happening. We're also hoping to start another small series for young adults in November, maybe before, a short series before Thanksgiving, about the Catholic life and the Catholic faith and how we are living it in our days and how other people are living it. So definitely something to also catch Friday nights in November.
Oh, there's a little something for everybody. I love that. Yeah, that's really good.
And if you want to help, and if you have any other ideas, or if there's something that you want to see, please don't hesitate to reach out to any of us. Melissa, Joe, myself, we're all on the core team, and we really want to make this for you, just like this radio show.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I was going to say my only thing is the fellowship plus good coffee and cookies, the good cookies. That's that draws me in. So it's a winning combination for me. It'll keep me coming.
It's a winning team.
It's a winning team.
Not like the Giants.
Oh boy.
Ooh.
You touched it. Can Giovanna talk about what throwing a starfish is all about? Do we have time?
Or? Really quickly, yes.
Okay. Yeah. So it's the Starfish Coffee House is named after that story about an older man and a young boy walking on a beach, and the younger kid is throwing, there's like a sea of, there's all these starfish on the sand, and he's throwing them back into the sea one by one, and the old man is basically like, you're never going to get to all of these, it's impossible, and the little boy throws one back and says it made a difference to that one. Mm. So that's our whole premise about the coffee house, like it's for anybody and everyone who walks in, one person at a time, trying to help them, but also have them help the world, and all of this is about making a difference, and that positivity, and those encounters, everything that we were talking about today, so... That's kind of the inspiration behind it.
A great message to keep in mind as we close our show for today. And thank you so much for listening today. God bless you. Have a great weekend, and please continue to listen and catch us next week.